my concern is that at the moment, only half of the victims have been paid some form of compensation or the other. And even the 80 that were paid the compensation, the compensation that they were supposed to pay was initially $30,000 towards expenses, which doesn't have anything to do with the actual damages and the actual loss that the victims have suffered and their families have suffered. It's just something that the law expects them to pay within 30 days of the crash to alleviate the pains of the dependents and the family members. And that $30,000 that we are talking about is what the airline and its insurers are claiming that they've paid 80 people the $30,000. But I can tell you authoritatively from what I know that what they paid to those 80 people, all of them were not given the $30,000. In some cases, what they've actually done is that they are saying that what is payable is $30,000 per family. So if a family has three victims in the crash, they will pay them $30,000. And then they now tell them that the balance, according to them, which they say is $70,000, will now be paid, you know, later on when they present letters of administration.
And so you are asking Nigerians to avoid Dana Airlines?
Yes, all Nigerians, based on what we've seen already, you have people who are still suffering. You have people that have not been paid for a crash that is very clear, is very open. Everybody saw what happened, that it was the fault of Dana. It was because of their negligence. And then they now expect our clients or other people to board their flights. I mean, it's up to people to decide what they want to do. But any reasonable thinking person will not go ahead and say he wants to board an aircraft that is being operated by such an airline. Because based on the way they behave and based on what we can see, they are definitely going to repeat their behavior. Their behavior in terms of their recklessness, in terms of their disregard for human life, you know, because a plane that was forced to land on the 30th of May, 45 days to the crash, and that same plane was allowed to fly again, and at the end of the day, leading to the death of scores of people. So how are we sure that the remaining aircraft, that a month from now, a year from now, 2 years from now, we're not going to have another Dana air crash?